Well, let's take a look at high school sports from the weekend and girls softball play on Saturday. Atlantic hosting its own tournament right across the street here from us, and Atlantic won all three of their games in that tourney, beating Creston 10-2, Atlantic down Panorama 12-0, and Atlantic defeating Audubon 18-1. Other games in that tourney included Carroll over Creston 10-0, Harlan falling to Carroll 4-3. Glenwood beating Carroll 8-5. Harlan beat Red Oak 8-6. Harlan over Exira EHK 9-1. Lewis Central defeated Audubon 5-0. They beat Clarinda 5-0. And Lewis Central over Panorama 8-3. ACGC defeated Glenwood 5-3. It was ACGC over Clarinda 10-0. Also, ACGC a winner over Red Oak by an 11-7 final. Glenwood beat Exira EHK 13-1, and it was Red Oak over Audubon by a score of 8-2 on Saturday. Also Saturday in girls softball play at the Carroll CYO tournament, it was Kemper Catholic over Storm Lake St. Mary's 13-4. Kemper Catholic beat Galen Catholic 8-4. Remsen St. Mary's over Kemper Catholic 9-2. Bishop Heland Catholic over St. Albert 14-0. St. Edmund beat St. Albert 11-8. From the Storm Lake tourney, Denison over Storm Lake 17-7. In the Southwest Valley tournament, Cam over East Mills 8-7. Southwest Valley beat East Mills 13-0. Also in the Missouri Valley tournament, it was Mo Valley winning over West Harrison 4-0. Missouri Valley beat Woodbine 14-2, and Mo Valley over Thomas Jefferson 7-2. Thomas Jefferson beat West Harrison 7-0. TJ over Woodbine 9-8, and Woodbine beat West Harrison 6-3. At the Newell Fonda tournament, Logan Magnolia winning three times with a 9-2 win over Newell Fonda. Loma beat Maple Valley 9-3. Logan Magnolia downing Emmitsburg 7-1. Also, Newell Fonda topping Charter Oak Ute 22-1. Perry tournament saw Van Meter beat IKM Manning by a 3-1 final. Also in boys baseball from the weekend at the trainer tournament, it was Missouri Valley over Red Oak 9-4. Missouri Valley beating East Mills 15-3. Trainer over Red Oak 11-7. Trainer beat East Mills 14-2. Carroll CYO tournament baseball action saw Kemper Catholic beat Storm Lake St. Mary's 11-1. Bishop Heland Catholic over Kemper Catholic 13-4. St. Albert defeating Galen Catholic 13-1. And Remsen St. Mary's over St. Albert 17-7. From the Coon Rapids Bayard tournament, it was ADM over Coon Rapids Bayard 12-8. Pleasantville beat Coon Rapids Bayard 10-8, and ADM over Pleasantville by a 10-9 final. Also, regular season boys baseball on Saturday, Winterset topping Atlantic by a final of 6-3. Also, Lewis Central swept a pair from Ames 7-5 and 8-6 in Saturday boys baseball. O'Connor Wong hit a tie-breaking homer in the ninth inning as Houston advanced to the final round of its home Houston Regional with a 7-5 win over Iowa in a rain-delayed elimination game Sunday night. Wong's leadoff homer was followed by a two-out RBI double from Grayson Padgett as the Cougars moved on to face Texas A&M on Monday in a game that was pushed back a day because of the earlier rain delay. Top-seeded Houston has to beat the Aggies twice to advance to the Super Regional against Davidson, which won the Chapel Hill Regional as the fourth seed. Houston took a 5-4 lead on Lael Lockhart's RBI single in the eighth inning, but Jake Adams pulled the Hawkeyes even leading off the bottom of the eighth with his nation-leading 29th home run. Cougars reliever Brayson Herdsman pitched two scoreless innings. Josh Marshing gave up both of Houston's ninth inning runs. Hawkeyes lose a tough one last night. Their season comes to a close with a 39-22 season record. Now in action today in regional play, some of the regionals have concluded play yesterday, others still moving. Today at the Clemson Regional, Clemson plays Vanderbilt with the winner off to the Super Regionals. At the Long Beach Regional, Long Beach State will play Texas with the winner advancing to the Super Regionals. In the Lubbock Regional today, Texas Tech plays Sam Houston State with the winner advancing to the Super Regional round. Tallahassee Regional today has Florida State playing Auburn for the right to move on to the Super Regionals. At the Hattiesburg Regional, Southern Miss plays Mississippi State. Mississippi State would have to win twice today over Southern Miss to advance. Houston Regional, as we mentioned, Texas A&M plays Houston. Houston has to win a couple of games today to advance. The Lexington Regional has a winner-take-all, Kentucky versus North Carolina State with the winner off to the Super Regionals. At the Fort Worth Regional, Virginia will play Dallas Baptist in an elimination game this afternoon. Then this evening, TCU will play the Virginia-Dallas Baptist winner. TCU would have to lose twice to not advance into the Super Regionals. Also at the Fayette Regional, Arkansas plays Missouri State with the winner advancing into the Super Regional round. And the Gainesville Regional, Florida plays Bethune-Cookman today with the winner advancing onto the Super regional round of action. In Major League Baseball action on Sunday, Ian Happ hit two homers. Pinch hitter John Jay drove in the go-ahead run in the seventh inning with a single, and the Chicago Cubs beat the St. Louis Cardinals 7-6 Sunday night to complete a three-game sweep. Happ staked Chicago to a 6-4 lead with a solo homer in the third inning and a three-run drive in the fourth against Michael Wacha. Jay, batting for reliever Pedro Strop, broke a 6-all tie with his two-out single off of Matt Bowman in the seventh inning. Anthony Rizzo had three hits and scored the go-ahead run, and the Cubs moved back over 500 with their 10th home win in 12 games. They also swept three from the Cardinals at Wrigley Field for the first time since 2006, and they did it after an 0-6 trip to the Los Angeles Dodgers in San Diego. Stephen Piscotty hit a three-run homer in the fourth off of Kyle Hendricks. The Cardinals tied it with two out in the sixth against Hector Rondon, only to lose for the eighth time in 11 games. Elsewhere in the National League Sunday, Miami beat Arizona 6-5, Pittsburgh over the New York Mets 11-1, Atlanta outslugged Cincinnati 13-8. It was Philadelphia over San Francisco 9-7, Milwaukee blanked the Dodgers 3-0, Colorado over San Diego 3-1. In interleague play, Washington outscored Oakland 11-10. Roberto Perez and Daniel Robertson helped the Indians batter Royals pitcher Eric Skoglund before the long rain delay washed out both starters, and Cleveland went on to beat Kansas City 8-0 on Sunday to avoid a three-game sweep. Perez and Robertson ripped two-run doubles off Skoglund in the second inning before rain moved in during the bottom half. Lightning went off in the distance, and the tarp was pulled onto the field for an hour and 50 minutes. When the game resumed, the Indians quickly tacked on runs to put it away. Dan Otero replaced Cleveland starter Trevor Bauer after the delay and allowed one hit over 2 1/3 innings to earn his first win since September 22nd, when he also got the decision in relief against Kansas City. Jason Kipnis homered and drove in two for the Indians, and Robertson finished with three RBIs. Elsewhere in the American League, Toronto beat the New York Yankees 3-2, Detroit over the White Sox 7-4, Boston beating Baltimore 7-3, Houston 7-2 over Texas, Minnesota topping the LA Angels 3-2, and Seattle 7-1 over Tampa Bay. In Pacific Coast League baseball on Sunday, Nashville shut out the Iowa Cubs 6-0. Omaha at Memphis was rained out. Well, Stephen Curry had a triple-double with 33 points, 11 rebounds, and 10 assists. Kevin Durant scored 33, and the Golden State Warriors took a 2-0 lead in the NBA Finals with a 132-113 victory in Game 2 last night. The big nights from the former MVPs made coach Steve Kerr a winner in his return to the bench after a more than six-week absence following complications from back surgery. This marks the second straight year the Golden State has won the first two games of the finals. Cleveland rallied to win last year's series in seven games. Pittsburgh center Nick Bonino tested his injured left foot by skating with his teammates. Now he has to wait and see how it reacts before deciding if he might be available tonight for game four of the Stanley Cup Finals. Bonino said Sunday that he felt okay but remains day-to-day. He says he wanted to move around a little bit to see what happens. He took a slap shot from Nashville defenseman P.K. Subban off the inside of his left foot and ankle in game two. The Penguins could have used the veteran penalty killer after the Predators went 2 of 3 on the power play in winning 5-1 and pulling within 2-1 in that series. In golf, Jason Duffner never lost sight of the big picture, even after losing a big lead, and it paid off when he made a 30-foot par putt at the final hole that wrapped up his victory in the Memorial. Duffner lost a 5-shot lead Saturday. He started Sunday 4 shots behind, and then he kept his composure through 2 rain delays and closed with a 4-under-68 to get that handshake with host Jack Nicklaus. 4 players had at least a share of the lead in a final round, of which 7 players were in the hunt. Duffner saved his best golf for the back nine. Not only did he hit every green until the 18th, but all but one of his birdie chances were from 12 feet or closer. And in racing, Jimmy Johnson sped off on the final restart and earned another slice of NASCAR history, winning at Dover for the 11th time and moving into a tie for 6th on the career victories list. Johnson made history again Sunday at his favorite track, and he worked hard to take this checkered flag. He was forced to start from the rear of the field because of a gear change and then zipped past Kyle Larson in overtime on the final restart. Johnson tied Hall of Fame driver Cale Yarborough for 6th on the career wins list with 83. Johnson may have had a sense of history when he was ahead in the number 48 Chevrolet. He wore a helmet painted in tribute to Yarborough. He tweeted this weekend that growing up in El Cajon, I never imagined I would have a chance to tie Cale in wins. Johnson also joined Richard Petty and Darrell Waltrip as the only drivers to win at the same track 11 times. That's Check of Sports this hour, brought to you by Detter Motor Company in downtown Atlantic. Experience the Detter difference. I'm Jim Field, KJAN Sports.